God is going to open supernatural doors to you today. You say, I need a miracle in my body. I need a miracle in my finances. Oh, I need a miracle in my marriage or in my children. The Word of God opens miracle doors. And this is a special program on your healing door. So get ready. Get ready for what? To receive a miracle. And I want to say something special to all of our wonderful friends in New York who watch us in New York City, because God is speaking to 50 of you to be partners to Marilyn Hickey Ministries. You say, how do I do that? Just pick up the phone. And I'm going to be watching for your name, because we pray over our partners. And we have such a special guest today.
Right.
So please share a testimony of what can go on with an open door to a miracle, and then our guest.
Sure. And Mom, Rosalinda called our prayer center for cancer. She had cancer and came back with a praise report. They did an x-ray that showed the scar tissue, but no cancer. She was healed from cancer. She lives in California. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We'd love to pray for you. And we have a special guest with us today, Greg Moore. So glad to have you.
Glad to be here with you guys.
Really thrilled. And I had the honor of meeting you last year at Andrew Womack's.
Yeah.
And not everybody's too familiar as far as your background. So could you give us a quick little background on who are you and what's, you wrote this book. What did the book come out of?
Yeah, I was, my wife and I pastored for 27 years in Texas. And Andrew Womack came through our church regularly and was one of our guest speakers. And so I'm now on staff there at Caris Bible College. And I'm the Dean of Education there. And God can do awesome things from little places. I'm the Dean of Education at Caris Bible College from Decatur, Texas. So,
nice.
And we so love your ministry, Marilyn.
Thank you.
I've, over the years, have so gleaned and received the truth of God's Word. And you've helped instill, when you and Sarah come to our Bible College, you instill such faith and such a hope and a passion for the Word of God in our students. It's a highlight for you, for us, for you to come, and we appreciate that.
Totally,
we feel the same way. You love to go.
I
love to go, because everybody there is just like, they just grab it from you.
They do.
You know, they're not just, oh, really? Is that true? They're like sponges. They pull on you.
They do.
I love that school.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I was healed of cancer in 1977. There was a growth that grew, that developed in my neck, and I didn't know the Word that well then. I was just recently filled with the Spirit. I'd been saved for 3 years, and the doctors removed a growth from my neck, and then the Lord spoke to me. He said, have three men pray for you. The cancer will die, the devil will leave, and you'll be healed. And I did that, and long story short, I was. When I went back to have tests run for future surgery, they said, there's no cancer. Why did that doctor from Heights Hospital in Houston, Texas, send you here? And so we were praising God. Well, the next year, my son, Michael, was 15 months old, and he developed a muscular arthritic condition. And we took him to the same three men, and nothing happened. And this time, we just began to seek the Lord, as we did when I had the cancer. And the Lord said, no, my answer for you now is I want you to immerse yourself in my Word. And so we did that by writing down several scriptures, speaking them over Michael, speaking them to the enemy, renewing our minds with it. And then after 2.5 months, one of those verses that we had been speaking, Psalm 119, 89, 90, said, forever, O Lord, your Word is settled in heaven, and your faithfulness is unto Michael's generation. We put Michael's name in there, mm-hmm. and Michael was healed. And so from that, I learned that Jesus always heals, but he doesn't always use the same method, and he wants us to depend upon him and listen to him, because that's a key to our healing. Faith comes by hearing. And that's the genesis of my book. It's different methods that in the Word, you know, sometimes Jesus said, go show yourselves to the priest. Sometime he said, take up your bed and walk, stretch out your hand. It was different to different people. And so that was my passion. I've discovered over the years, Jesus always heals. He doesn't always use the same method. And we've written many methods that are based on the Word of God, personal examples of people receiving their healing.
You know, Sarah, I think this book is so important because God has so many ways to heal you. You'd almost be embarrassed to be sick, you know? Yeah. And I love that they're brought out in this book in a wonderful way, biblically, but also very simply. And it's not only for your healing, but you can pass it on. Look at all the sick people we know, the depressed people that we know. These are excellent tools to not only read for ourselves, but pass it on. And I want to encourage you to call in with anyone that you know that's sick, that's on your heart, and we will pray, but also for your own special need of healing. But don't get one book. Folks, we have so many people who need help. I mean, we live in a desperate time. Let's give them something that will meet their need in a desperate time. So when you call in, get 5, get 10. Look, it's so easy reading. People are so afraid to read a big book. This is a little book, but so powerful.
And practical, Mom.
Yes.
Healing. And the truth of it is, the world that we live in needs healing.
I do.
I may not personally need it at this exact split second. Maybe I have a friend, a loved one, a kid, a parent that needs healing. I bet you we can name easy 3 to 6 people without even blinking that need healing of some kind, fashion,
right,
shape, form. So this is super, super practical. Now, Greg, when we talk methods, because sometimes we get dialed into a method, we like to reproduce the same results. And so what's this whole method thing, how Jesus heals in different ways?
Yeah, you know, Luke chapter 5 in verse 15 says that the multitudes came to hear and be healed. Again, in Luke 6:17. And so our healing is connected to our hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. In our young Christian upbringing and training, we sat under Brother John Osteen's ministry. I know, mm-hmm, Marilyn, in fact, came several times to Lakewood Church, and we were there and so blessed by that. But in 1975, John Osteen had a heart attack and went to the hospital, and they said, well, we're going to have to do open heart surgery on you. And he prayed and sought the Lord, and he heard the Lord say, get up from this hospital bed, take care of your body, and you'll be healed. And he was, and things went great. But 1986, he had another heart attack. This time the Lord said, have the surgery. And he had the surgery, and he got out of the hospital and improved and had several more years of ministry. And he came and spoke at a minister's conference. He said, y'all were wondering where my faith is. He said, well, my faith is in hearing God and living. That's my doctrine, is living. And too many times we get our faith in, do we take medicine? Do we not take medicine? Do we go to the doctor or not go to the doctor? My body belongs to the Lord and my wife, and I'm going to seek God and do what He tells me to do with it. If He tells me go to the doctor, I'll go. If He tells me not to, I won't. But the bottom line is, our faith and trust needs to be in Him, and we need to be learning to listen and hear from Him. And every time one of my children, my wife or I, have faced sickness and disease, when we seek the Lord, He'll speak a scripture to us. He'll tell us what to do. And we do that, and we walk in healing.
So good. So very good. I know you're watching today, and you may need healing in your body. Hop on the phone, get on the website. We'd love to pray for you that God would bring healing into your body, healing in your life. Also, while you're on the phone website, grab at least a couple of these, Your Healing Door. Great for gifts and super encouraging and practical for us to have healing in our lives. And you know, Greg, I want to ask you as well, when we talk about healing, obviously we want to walk in healing personally, but help me know, what about healing as well working through us to other people? So, you know, like you look at this and you're like, okay, well, God healed my body, God healed your body, But then when your son was sick with, you know, as a 15-month-old, and thinking about that for other people, and then bringing healing, not just to me, but through me as well. How does that work?
Yeah, you know, Jesus commissioned his disciples, which we're his disciples today, to go and heal the sick, cast out devils, you know, raise the dead. And so we still have healing ministry today. In fact, the last words of Jesus recorded in Mark was, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. In other words, don't forget the sick. Jesus has compassion on the sick. And you know what, Marilyn, Sarah, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father today. We're his hands, right. We're his feet, we're his healing touch today. And he needs us to go out with authority and power and know that God will heal through us.
Mm-hmm. And that's so important for you, because I think a lot of times we're intimidated. We think, well, that's just for special big healing ministries. That's not for me, because I'm not that spiritual. But this is what the Lord said to me one time, and you're going to see and hear his voice in a special way as you get the book. But one time I was so tired, I was in a big Muslim nation, and I was supposed to pray for the sick. I feel as spiritual as a mouse, you know. And the Lord said to me, it's not how you feel. It's not your name. It's my name. And so this will help you to go out and heal the sick, not in your name, not in how you feel, but in his name. So this is important that you get the book. And of course, to call us, you've got friends maybe who are sick that we need to stand with you in faith. Give us those names, names of loved ones. That's important. Sarah, what's coming up next? The best is ahead.
Yeah, one of the questions, and we're going to take just a quick little pause here for a couple seconds. One of the questions I'm interested to explore is what happens when a sickness comes back, right? So, and what happens, I think sometimes you get healed from something, you see somebody get healed, and then there's maybe like a reoccurrence. So we're going to come back in just a couple seconds after this pause, and I want us to kind of explore that.
Are you or someone you love suffering with a chronic illness or terminal disease? Hope and encouragement await you within the pages of Your Healing Door. For your gift of $30 or more, we will send you the book, Your Healing Door, by Greg Moore. Greg understands the headache and suffering of sickness, and through this book, he shares the 12 keys he discovered that brought him healing from cancer and delivered his son from a severe debilitating condition. We'll also send you Marilyn's booklet, God's Benefit, Healing. God has provided health and healing for the body of Christ, but it must be received by faith. Marilyn's unique presentation of God's Word concerning healing will raise your level of faith and your Christian walk. And to further your walk in faith and healing, we'll send you Marilyn and Sarah's teaching CD, Confessions of Health and Healing, and our Healing Scripture Card. Start your day confessing God's healing promises with Marilyn and Sarah. Scripture by scripture, speak God's Word of healing and help over your life. Get this life-changing resource today.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? I want you to know that God is a God of forgiveness. He says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This forgiveness is available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Does this sound too good to be true? Can you imagine a God who loves you, who sent his son to die for you, and who wants to welcome you into his kingdom of love? This is God's invitation to you today. He loves you and wants to save you. Call out to him today. Pray now. Ask him to be the Lord of your life. He is waiting for you.
We are so glad to have you joining us today. And Greg, we talked a little bit about healing, and I love your book, The Healing Door. So helpful, so powerful. And I'm super grateful that it's not long, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but sometimes my attention span.
It's power packed, though.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I love it because I can absorb it and integrate it. It's good. But one of the things people struggle with is this whole sense of if the sickness comes back, you know, like a reoccurrence. How do you deal with that? Because that can be really faith cut your legs out.
Yeah, you know, more people, more battles are lost in the counterattack than they are in the initial battle. And Matthew chapter 12, Jesus says, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, you know, he'll seek rest and he doesn't find any, he'll come back. And in fact, it says real clearly that I'll come back to my house. Well, I'll tell you, it makes me angry to think about that there's a devil that calls my body his house.
Exactly.
And so he'll, but he's going to try to come back to see if you're full of the word and filled with the knowledge of God and his word so that you can either run him off or run that symptom off, or you just, well, I guess I was healed and now we submit to it. We submit to the symptom. And that's what happens a lot of times. When I was healed of cancer, they took the growth out of my neck, remember? 6 years later, I took my children to a water park. My son who had been healed, Michael, was sliding down the slide. I was at the bottom of the slide. His knee hit my neck right here where that cancer had been taken removed before. It became a huge hard knot right there. And so we spoke to it and, you know, believed it was just a bruise and it was going to go. It didn't leave. It got hard. It stayed hard for a week, for 2 weeks, for a month, for 2 months. But we just knew then that, you know what? Healing belongs to me. I'm not the sick trying to get healed. I'm the healed, and sickness is trying to take over my body. And I'm exalting this report over what I see and what I feel here. And in about 3 months, this knot disappeared. But had I said, oh, I guess I didn't receive healing. I guess I didn't get healed. I guess I have cancer again. And that's what happens is the enemy will take our words and he'll use them against us, or our words can be used to run him off and tell him what to do and where to go.
I like that.
That is very, very excellent. I believe the enemy is such a thief. And if you can see, he's coming to steal what you received.
Yeah.
But we have authority over him.
We do. Absolutely.
We can tell him, you can't do that to me.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm healed by the blood of Jesus. I'm healed by his stripes.
Right.
It's not going to work. And folks, I think sometimes we don't know enough about healing. So we don't know how to stand when the enemy comes to steal and devour what we have received. So we just kind of think, well, healing doesn't really work because look, it came back. But folks, when it comes back, you have authority. That's why you need this wonderful, your healing door. It's not only your healing door, but how to keep the door open for the blessings and the Word of God. And you know people who perhaps are just very discouraged because they got healed, but now here are the symptoms. Why don't you give them the best gift they can have? You give them flowers, they wilt. You give them candy, make them fat. Give them God's Word and get 5 or 6 of these. I like this, Sarah, because it's so easy. People can just sit down and read it very quickly, and it's powerful. It just grabs hold of your gut. You're going to love it. You're going to love passing it on. And so call us for prayer, but call us above all to get your healing door.
You know, I'm going to tell you, I cheat. I'm a cheater. This is how I cheat. I bring these books home, and I get my kids to read them. Right? So my kids are reading all kinds. I'm like, yeah, Isabel's, because it's so fabulous.
Yeah.
And my kids are teenagers, and there's absolutely no reason on the planet that they can't and wouldn't read this. And some of my kids are hardcore readers. They love to read for their entire life. However, some of them, no matter what, they all need this. And I love that this isn't just quote unquote for like mature, older people. You know, this is for people of all ages and generations.
Right. Yes.
And if my kids get a hold of healing as 12, 13, 14, 15, right. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's powerful.
Totally.
They pass the blessing on. Hey, some of you out there in New York, you haven't called yet. And you're one of the 50 to be our partners here. So don't put this off. Call us right now.
Greg, another question I had, what's the deal with medicine and doctors? You know, sometimes we feel like we're, you know, disobeying God or lack of faith when we take medicine. What do you do with that?
Well, you know, I pastored for 27 years, and so this is a big question a lot of people had. Some people would just throw their medicine away, thinking that they're in faith, and And I watched it after a while, and I saw that it really wasn't producing fruit. If you have to question about whether or not to take medicine or whether or not to go to the doctor, you probably need to go. You probably need to take the medicine. I don't want our faith in going to the doctor or taking the medicine. Our faith has got to be in God's Word. But God's Word says in Proverbs 17:22 that a merry heart does good like a medicine. So God attributes medicine as good, not bad. And Jesus said, a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. But he didn't say man should not live by bread at all. So we use things in the natural realm, don't we? I mean, I put a little hairspray in what hair I have left today. And you put on a little bit of makeup anyway.
You bet.
And we, you know, we drove here in a car, and we use things in the natural realm. Too many times, Christians who are in faith, they demonize the natural realm, and they become modern day Gnostics. And I don't believe we have to focus and identify our healing based on whether or not we're going to the doctor or taking medicine. What we need to do is exalt the truth above the facts and embrace the truth of God's Word more than the doctor's report, and your body will hatch off and be healed, and you won't need the medicine, you won't need to go to the doctor, and if you'll pray and seek Him, He'll lead you in this area about doctors and medicine.
Right.
Sarah, I like also what the Word says, that it's medicine to all your flesh.
Yes.
In Proverbs.
Yes.
So I read the Word of God to a tumor and said, this is medicine. Well, how often do you take medicine? Usually 3 times a day. But I was in a hurry because this tumor is growing fast. So now, I'm not telling you to do this, but I'm just telling you how the Word works. So I read it every hour for 24 hours, and the tumor was gone.
Praise God.
I took the Word,
yes,
like a medicine,
yes,
to the affliction, and it worked.
It does.
Oh, I love that.
It does.
And let me tell you, there are so many encouraging things in here. You're not going to read this book and think, oh dear, what does he really mean? You're going to see, ah, this will work for me. And this affliction shall not come back the second time.
Amen.
So be sure you call in, get the book, get the books, and be sure you call in with any of you have loved ones on your heart or you need healing, because we have a prayer line that is out of this world. Don't you agree?
Totally. And one last thing I want to ask. Is sin a problem for healing? Can you like have lots of sin? Can you keep sinning? And is sin kind of a problem for being sick?
Well, sin can open the door to sickness. It doesn't keep God from healing you. God wants you well. But in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 10 and 11, it tells us, for example, unforgiveness gives an advantage to the enemy in our mm-hmm. lives. In 1 Corinthians 11, it speaks about when we fail to discern the Lord's body, which that can open the door to many are weak and sick and even die young, early, because they don't discern the Lord's body. Well, that's twofold. His spiritual body, not accepting other people in the body of Christ and judging them. But it also has to do with us not discerning His physical body on the cross and all that He provided for us there. And I know, Sarah, that God has got healing for people here watching today. In fact, someone is being healed right now of heart disease. And I speak to that heart disease and all of your arteries to open up in Jesus' name. Someone's being healed of a tumor on your bladder, and the Lord is healing that right now in Jesus' name. And there's all kinds of healing going on right now. Jesus is your healer. If you'll take that, you'll receive today the healing power of God that He has provided for you.
Are you or someone you love suffering with a chronic illness or terminal disease? Hope and encouragement await you within the pages of Your Healing Door. For your gift of $30 or more, we will send you the book, Your Healing Door, by Greg Moore. Greg understands the headache and suffering of sickness, and through this book, he shares the 12 keys he discovered that brought him healing from cancer and delivered his son from a severe debilitating condition. We'll also send you Marilyn's booklet, God's Benefit, Healing, God has provided health and healing for the body of Christ, but it must be received by faith. Marilyn's unique presentation of God's Word concerning healing will raise your level of faith and your Christian walk. And to further your walk in faith and healing, we'll send you Marilyn and Sarah's teaching CD, Confessions of Health and Healing, and our Healing Scripture Card. Start your day confessing God's healing promises with Marilyn and Sarah. Scripture by scripture, speak God's word of healing and help over your life. Get this life-changing resource today.
If you have a passion to reach the lost and are ready to release the anointing of God into your life, then join us today by becoming a partner. When you become a $30 a month partner with Marilyn and Sarah, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, our exclusive partner CD set featuring 12 never-before-released teachings, the Majesty coffee table book, and more. Call or click today and help Marilyn and Sarah cover the earth with the word.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus. We're so glad to have with us Greg Moore today. And Greg, we have a lot of people who are watching that have physical needs, definitely healing in their body, as well as relatives. So would you take just a couple minutes and pray for our audience that need healing?
Absolutely. Well, Father, I just want to thank you for our this precious audience, for every individual that's watching. Lord, you have compassion on them. You love them so much. And Lord, because you love them, you've supernaturally directed them to watch this program today. And we agree with them right now and speak the healing power of Jesus into their bodies. We command sickness and disease to go, to get out of these bodies. You're a trespasser. You do not belong in the body of Christ. And we speak wholeness to you, health to you, spirit, soul, and body. We command tumors to leave. We command blood to flow. We command blood diseases to go. And Father, we, with compassion, release the love and life of Jesus to our precious, precious viewers today. And we just say, Jesus loves you, and we declare the healing power of God is yours in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. So good. And, you know, of course, we want everyone to grab the book, get a couple copies of this book. This would be really excellent for a Sunday school class.
Absolutely.
For a book study club. I mean, this is just super, super helpful. And everybody wants to walk in healing.
Amen.
And live in divine health and also let God heal through us. So thank you for writing the book, being obedient, and helping us to have real practical outworking of what that looks like. So thanks, Boatloads. Make sure you grab your book, get on the website, get on our phone, get on the phone right now. And remember, we'd love to pray for you. Any need in your life, financial need, emotional need, we'd love to pray for you today.